You are obviously a victim of some mistletoe.
Welcome back to BTV. It's Christmas, the time of peace on earth and goodwill to all. And our theme today is redeeming the season.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16.
And now, here with a few words about the Christmas season, is our old friend and BTV semi-regular, you know him, we all love him, William Shakespeare!
Gramercy, fair Connie. Some say that ever against that season comes, wherein our Savior's birth is celebrated, the bird of dawning singeth all night long. No fairy takes, no witch hath power to charm. So hallowed and so gracious is the time. Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 1.
Translation, Christmas is a very special and holy time of the year.
Brief but fair spoke. Where wert thou when I needed you?
Now that the gentleman who so rudely interrupted me earlier has departed, I shall continue my musical number. Oh, the holly and the ivy.
Eugene?
Nathaniel, I was right in the midst of a song.
I know, but I heard what that other guy said about pagan superstition and commercial hype, and it got me to thinking.
A condition of which I normally approve, just not during my song.
I understand about the commercial hype part, but what about the pagan superstition stuff? Take Santa Claus.
Ah, yes, Santa Claus, the jolly old elf, Father Christmas, Saint Nick, ambassador of generosity, embodiment of the spirit of giving.
Right, but what does that have to do with the real story of Christmas?
An excellent question, and one that is best answered by...
A story from Bernard.
Around the year 270 A.D., in Patras, a small town in Asia Minor, a boy named Nicholas was born. His father was a bishop.
Checkmate!
A bishop of the church. He was very influential and quite wealthy.
Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
And his mother was a very pious and holy woman. She dedicated Nicholas to God.
He's all yours. Lord, do as you please with him and just let him call home on Sundays, huh?
It wasn't long before Nicholas's parents began to notice that he was... well, a little unusual. He displayed remarkable devotion to God for one so young.
Oh, doesn't he look cute when he's sleeping?
Actually, I'm praying.
He refused to drink his bottle.
Oh, right. I'm fasting, too.
As the boy grew older, he began to question whether his father's version of Christianity was really what Christ taught.
After the gold-plated organ pipes are installed, we can start collecting money for the sauna and the weight room in the bell tower. Then there's my raise to be considered, and... do you think this robe makes me look fat?
There's gotta be more to following Jesus than this.
Nicholas was also itching to see the outside world, but his father had other plans.
Someday, my boy, you're going to be bishop, just like me. Nicholas,